we lose. That was the reaction from anti-tax activist Tim Iman earlier this hour, learning that a judge had struck down Initiative 1366. Como's Colleen Johnson joins me live with the latest.
Yeah, Tim Iman was at the very moment the ruling came down testifying in Olympia, Tom. A Senate committee was taking testimony on a number of bills related to the initiative process and what lawmakers should do with 1366 when the ruling came down, striking down 1366 in its entirety. Testifying just before Tim Iman at the very same Senate hearing, we had Jason Mercier with Washington Policy Center speaking in support of 1366 as well. So we want to bring him up on the Como Newsline for reaction. Jason, thanks for joining us on short notice. And tell me, what do you think about the judge's decision today?
Well, not surprised by it. And in fact, we anticipated an adverse ruling when the opponents filed their legal challenge, which is why we commissioned a statewide poll with the Alway Research Company there just before the end of the year, asking if the courts strike down this voter-approved initiative once again, what do you want the legislature to do? And statewide voters, 65% of them said they want the legislature to send this to them, let them for the seventh time be the final ones to decide this debate. I mean, this is like being stuck in the Groundhog Day movie. We have considered the same issue repeatedly since 1993. Each time it's gone to the ballot, the voters have passed it. Each time they passed it, the legislature has either ignored it, suspended it, or the court has invalidated it. The will and the message from the people is very clear on this. The question is, will the legislatures honor the will of the sovereigns, or are they afraid of the vote of the people on this?
Yeah, at this point, they can decide, right, if they're still going to do something despite the ruling, whether they want to put a measure before voters. Do you have any expectation on how that's going to go?
We have already seen six separate constitutional amendments introduced by the legislature this year, four in the Senate, two in the House, that would provide the voters the opportunity to consider this issue. And if you look at the consistent support from voters, you look at the district breakdown. Let's just look at how the voters have voted in the state's 49 legislative districts. Whether it was initiative 1185 and a high presidential turnout year in 2012, you saw that pass in 90% of the state's legislative districts. 1366 passed in 69% of legislative districts. So all we're asking lawmakers to do is just listen to their constituents. Whether they like the idea or not, their voters clearly want this policy. We are supposed to be the sovereigns of the state. We should be the ones that finally make this decision.